Outside Washington's Superior Courthouse, members of the media congregated to record the anger, even insults, but also the joy brought on by the first day of the gay marriage law in the nation's capital.
We feel the history of it. We do. We know this is a historic moment, and we are glad about it. We're glad to be a part of it.
It is a day Darlene Gardner and Candy Holmes thought would never come. They met at church and have been together for 14 years. They say everyone should have the right to marry.
As citizens of this country, we believe also in equality and justice for all, and now it also includes us.
Toby Schlagenwhite-Kaufman and his partner also say this issue is about equality.
We've been together 4 years, and it's wonderful that we're no longer completely second-class citizens. We're one step closer to being one equal nation.
Washington City Council in December approved a law legalizing same-sex marriage. Opponents say District of Columbia residents should have been able to vote on the issue. But Chief Justice John Roberts of the U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument. He said the High Court defers local issues to local courts in Washington, and the local courts have refused a request for a referendum from the opponents. Holmes says these protesters against gay marriage do not bother her.
We are recognizing that God is about love, and marriage is about love, and that's our focus.
Love is love, and marriage is marriage. They are two different things.
Reverend Rob Shank, representing the National Clergy Council, opposes same-sex marriage.
Marriage, by universal moral codes that have been held for thousands of years by virtually every culture, reserves of the sanctity of a sexual relationship as between a man and a woman. And that's just the facts. We are architecturally built that way. We're biochemically built that way. We're designed that way for procreation.
Same-sex marriage is an issue that has divided the different denominations of Christians.
Marriage is for a man and a woman.
Holmes and Gardner are also Christian ministers. They say their church has embraced them, and now their commitment to each other is finally recognized by law.
These Washington couples cannot get married on the same day they apply for a license. Under the law, they will have to wait 3 days before the court will issue them a marriage license.
The District of Columbia now joins 5 states, Connecticut, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont, with a law legalizing same-sex marriage. In Washington, Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.